Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
She's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about
talk
now.
About now to talk about.
She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout
not gonna
now.
Shout now, she's not gonna shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
Sound about now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, fun,
cause your Trippin's podcast comes out today.
We'll have no fun,
fun, cause your Trippin's podcast comes out today.
Which brings me to my announcement, which is hard to say because any change for me makes me very anxious at first because it's the nervous system saying, wait a minute, why are you trying something new? But, and this is not an impulsive decision, this has been something I've been thinking about for 2 years, but beginning in 2024, I'm going to pause No Fun. I know you're all disappointed. And I don't do this lightly. And this is, you know, something I make money off of that has really come in handy with the hard year I've had being on strike, family stuff, just my own life stuff. It's always been a part of my income. And I'm taking a giant leap of faith here. So what's been happening, and I think you guys have, I mean, if you look back, you can kind of see. But when I started the podcast, you know, 11 years ago, it was definitely a really good companion to everything I did because I wasn't just who you saw in Chelsea Lately or Drunk History. I had a voice and I had things I wanted to say and I had a way I wanted to express myself. And the podcast helped me do that and it helped my people find me. It also was a great way to announce tour dates, to sell books, to get word out about my things. It would have been stupid not to have a podcast. And throughout having it, while I was a stand-up, my joy in life was talking about my life and processing things and figuring out my identity and sharing it. And I'd say over the past 5 years, I'm not interested in that anymore. And I feel it on such a deep level that I'm uncomfortable doing this podcast. And it's the same uncomfortability I felt doing stand-up anymore. And I've been really happy not doing stand-up. I don't miss it at all. And there's something in me that involves speaking and talking live on stage that could be something at some point. Creatively, I'm just not there yet. And I'm going to wait for inspiration to strike. But right now, as I've been saying, I love the work of being a collaborative writer in television where I'm giving ideas. So as far as this podcast, I kept doing it. And then the year that I didn't want to do stand-up anymore, I remember thinking, well, the podcast is a great way for me to still be funny and talk about things I want to talk about and talk about my life, but I don't have to like do it in joke form. And I can do it from the comfort of my home. And that was true for about a year. And then I realized, oh God, this really does go hand in hand with being a stand-up. I don't want to talk about my life. And then COVID hit. And I had introduced the Patreon anyway, because that was going to be like pre-COVID. The Patreon was going to be a supplement to my income because I was on the road. I was only working like smaller week contracts on Mrs. Maisel. And then when COVID hit, I really dove headfirst into Patreon, and it was videos all the time and so many episodes a month. And I don't remember loving it, but it was sort of like a lifeline. You know, I was definitely lonely. I was living alone, and I had plenty to connect with you all on and anyone else listening. And but when I moved to New York and began writing again, it was overwhelming. As you know, I had to stop doing the video version. It was just too much work. But what had happened during the pandemic was I fell in love with helping people or talking about anxiety. And so then I started that Anxiety Bites podcast. And my goal was that I pitched it in 2020. It got bought by iHeartRadio, not for a lot of money at all. And it was split up over 3 years, but it was like, not about the money. It was just, I want to do this thing because I very consciously, starting in 2020, was trying to rebrand. And one thing I knew was that people will always think of me as a stand-up. People are just finding me now. They have no idea. I don't tour. They don't need to know. So it's just like, I'm out there. You knew me as a stand-up. Hey, I write on these shows. Great. That's just always going to be a calling card that I don't have to like fight people about or play it up or play it down. It's just there. Great. But in terms of like, what am I talking about? What am I using my social media, my podcast to talk about? Well, in 2020, it was, I wanted to help people with their anxiety. And it was not just like, oh, this is fun. It was like a real career shift, especially because I was giving up stand-up and I knew it. And I had talked to my manager and said, you know, I know we canceled my tour this year, but I don't want to go back to touring when the pandemic goes away or, you know, gets under whatever. People start going back out again. And I said, this is real. This is not impulsive. We talked it over for 2 years, 2020, 2021, 2022. And it just so happened that like iHeartRadio didn't get its shit together to get me the producers and the things I needed until I was fully back at work at Maisel. And then I had no fun and I had the anxiety podcast and a full-time job. It was too much. I was burning out. I worked like 70 hours a week in 21 and 22. And the one thing that I just kept being like, this doesn't fit anymore was this podcast, No Fun. And the amount of like cranking myself up and like trying to get excited about getting on the mic, especially when I loved interviewing people and talking about anxiety at the time. You'll see where I'm going in a minute because it's not about anxiety. And I knew that I was tired of talking about myself. And I thought, God, I hope this anxiety podcast like takes off. I don't know what I thought, but like maybe it would get so popular that someone buys it out for $1 million or I don't know. Then I can just quit, No Fun or whatever. And then what was interesting was I was right about the fact that I wanted to rebrand a little bit as someone who has a mental health thing they talk about. And I wanted to reach people somehow. But after doing the anxiety podcast, I realized I don't have anxiety. I have ADHD, and I had been diagnosed with it at age 35 and didn't do anything about it because my psychiatrist at the time, who was wonderful and got me over my fear of flying, didn't explain it to me. And I didn't, like, I didn't know that there was more to it than sometimes you can't pay attention. I really didn't. So here I am in therapy for 700 other problems that are all fucking under the umbrella of ADHD. Anyway, when I had the headspace during, it was semi during the pandemic lockdown, but it was mostly during the Anxiety Bites podcast where I didn't relate to the letters that were coming in. I didn't relate to some of the stuff that the neuroscientists and the anxiety specialists were saying. I mean, I did. I've had all those things. But a lot of people, especially women, get misdiagnosed as having generalized anxiety disorder when they have ADHD. And when you have undiagnosed ADHD all of your life, your coping mechanisms are very similar to things that people with generalized anxiety disorder do. And it can cause you anxiety to not have a proper diagnosis because you don't know what's, quote, wrong. And it's something that does affect your nervous system and your regulation, emotional regulation, blah, blah, blah. And feelings of anxiety arise, but it's not quite the same. Now, I had phobias like fear of flying, and I think that's different. And then depression. And there are different comorbidities with ADHD, but again, it all kind of comes from not being diagnosed properly, not being diagnosed ever, and the ADHD leading you to behave in certain ways that get you in trouble at school, that get you in trouble with parents, that ruin relationships, that do this, that do that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
That then cause life situations that cause anxiety, depression, blah, blah. So I started to get really disillusioned and couldn't wait for the Anxiety Bites podcast to be done because I was like, this doesn't feel right. I was so glad I did it though. I loved talking and learning and, you know, whatever. But I was like, yeah, I don't really, I think that, so when that podcast went away, I did not try to get a second season. I stayed with No Fun. And I thought maybe I'm just burnt out and need to like go down to lesser episodes and I'll fall in love with it again. And I didn't. And the thing is because I don't want to talk about my life publicly. And the stories I could tell you guys about dating shit and fucking just the reality of my family, not the family I present. And, you know, all this stuff in my life, just, I don't know, scandalous stuff even. But I don't want to talk about my life publicly. It's too salacious. And it would have to really be the brand kind of. And it's, I'm just not comfortable. It's not where I'm at. It's not, I don't like talking about things and then watching them change. And then the stuff is still out there. Like, it's just not who I am anymore. And it hasn't been for years. And so you go, okay, well, don't talk about yourself. But it's like, that's what this was though. And so it's like, okay, I could read an article and, you know, analyze like, well, this is what I think about this current trend, but I don't care. I'm doing that to fill space because I don't want to talk about my life. I just want to live my life. But I'm not interested. Like the only thing I do in my spare time that is of a research quality is ADHD stuff. Like, I'm in full on coaching. I read every single book. I'm doing these workbooks. I'm doing all kinds of like other work that has to do with like family trauma and all this. I'm just like doing the work that I should have been doing my whole life. And all I care about and have cared about since taking my diagnosis seriously the last 3 years is talking about ADHD, the way that I thought I wanted to talk about anxiety. But something didn't feel quite right. So I need to, I really want to end No Fun, but I'm just going to say pause, even though it's been 2.5 years of me really being like, I don't have anything left in the tank. Like, it is hard for me. And I hate to say it, it's just hard for me to get on the mic because I just don't care. I don't care about what I'm saying. And you know, like the next door stuff, like it's fine. Like, it's fine. It's just like the fact that I have to do it every week. And, you know, and I don't mean to sound negative, and I know you guys like it. And I'm not saying like, yeah, this piece of shit, like I'm putting my all into it. But like, I just, it's become what stand up became to me, which is just like, I don't enjoy it enough to put in the effort. And, you know, I think it's showing, like in the sense that like my listenership drops all the time, you know, and I still make money on it and it's really helpful, but like, and it's not some piddly amount of money, but it's not, it's like, because I have another job that's like, I'm a really lucrative job. Like, I can walk, if there's a time I can walk away, it's exactly right now. And I want to, I have started a podcast about ADHD, and it's called You Are a Lot, an ADHD podcast. My goal is that it'll be weekly 30 to 45 minute episodes. I'm not doing it on this podcast network that I'm on. It'll just be independent. There will be a Patreon component. There will just be one level. I think it'll just be $5 a month. People will be able to subscribe for a year and get 15% off. I'm still figuring that out, but they will get bonus episodes. They maybe like one episode a month won't be public. They'll get a full transcript because some people with ADHD do better with reading things. I'm not really sure. I have to figure out. I'm going to keep this up on Patreon, and I'm just going to unpublish every single tier. It won't kick you off. You'll have to unsubscribe yourself. I do not have the ability to close tiers and then it just kicks everyone off. So you have to come January 1st or whatever your pay date is. There will be new episodes up until the end of December. Like, I'm still doing all 45 or 46 episodes that I do a year, but there's one hiatus week in November and one in December. But the I'm going to unpublish all the tiers so that if people want to join, they can join for $1.99 a month. And again, I'll offer a discount if they want to join for the year. And so for, you know, like $20 a year or whatever, you can just have access to all the hundreds of episodes and watch them, download them, listen to them. People that have never heard the podcast, they can join. You can come, you can go. I'm not taking it down. But you'd have to go and adjust if you want to stay around just to have the archives. But, and if I bring this podcast back, No Fun, like, you'll know about it, you know?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But what I want to do with the ADHD podcast is every week we'll have a different theme. Like, 1 week is about overwhelm. I've already recorded that episode. To be honest, I think it's terrible. Like, I'm just starting out, so it's like I'm going to be starting from scratch. I'm not interviewing people. It's not an interview podcast like Anxiety Bites was. It'll be a solo podcast for the most part. I will do interviews sometimes. But what I want to do is I just have so much research. And so I know that most people don't spend all their spare time like I do, basically being in like a grad school of their own making about ADHD. And so, you know, 1 week will be about overwhelm. The next week will be about time management or the mythology of it. The next week will be about this and that. And I'll tell personal anecdotes. And if I want, listen, if some episodes want to be funny and it sounds like a no fun episode where I'm like, okay, can I tell you where my ADHD got me into trouble once? I fucking booked a flight to the wrong, you know, I thought I was going to, Georgia, the state, and I booked it for Georgia, the country, you know, whatever. And I tell a story, but it's going to be like heavily researched and fact-based. So it'll be like, okay, according to Dr. Ding Dong Dong, ADHD, you know, I'll have facts, but like, I will put everything in one place that like the average person will be like, I didn't know this. Thank you for putting this all in one place. It's nothing. It's not information that you can't get elsewhere. It's just that I'm putting it together for people. And because it's all I want to talk about, kind of, and I'm sure that'll fade, but it's enough of a passion, like that question I just answered about changing jobs. Like, it's enough of a real passion that I know it's more of a pivot than like the newest obsession. It's, I've seen myself do this in life before, like as I talked about, like going from stand up to writing, that kind of thing. So, because I think eventually, like, this is the beginning of the journey. I think eventually I will probably want to get into ADHD coaching. You know, do I want to do speaking engagements about ADHD? Maybe. Like, this is the beginning of the rest of my life in a sense. And I'm going to just take a step with this podcast and see where it leads. But because it's not like I'm selling it to iHeartRadio and I hope it gets really big, and it's like I'm just seeing what happens. And I might make $0 on it. I might never get advertisers. Nobody ever might join the Patreon. I don't know. But I have an audience, and I know that my audience has really responded when I've talked about ADHD stuff. And that's not just here on this podcast, but in my socials. I can't believe I'm someone who says socials. Like, what am I? But, you know, on my social media. And I want to be part of the conversation, but it really interests me. And I was on the money in terms of, like, I was on the nose when I had this sort of rebirth during COVID lockdown times where I was like, I am just so done with stand-up. I'd actually like to use my voice to help people with stuff. I was dancing around it. I was close with the anxiety thing. It wasn't quite right. And I didn't know it yet. But the grief I have in my life of not realizing until so much later, late 40s, how ADHD has affected me, to like people that are dead now that I'd love to apologize to, people that I don't talk to anymore that I'd love to apologize to, parts of myself I'd like to apologize to. You know, I'm sorry I put you in this situation. Like, the grief of just, oh my fucking God, is everything ADHD? You know, staying with the wrong therapist for 15 years, feeling like these things were this kind of problem or that kind of problem, and knowing it means so much to me to be able to help give other people a chance to not go through what I did or have someone to go through it with. It's just a fucking podcast. I mean, I'm not saving the world, but like, I'm very particular about why I want to turn a microphone on and talk into it these days. And I don't mean I have to be like helping and saving the world, but I have to be talking about something that I really want to communicate. And there was a time in my life where I really wanted to communicate every phase I was going through. This is my sex life. This is my relationship with my family life. This is my travel life. I don't need anyone to know any of that stuff anymore. And if I do, I'll figure out a way to do it through a script, or I still can't imagine this, but like a one-person show at some point. But I'm in a different place. I don't want to talk about me unless it has a lens. And the lens right now is ADHD. So I'm beginning, it's a lot of work. Every episode is heavily researched. So I want to get a bunch of those episodes banked. And then I want to start airing them in November and December. I mean, November or December, which is soon, obviously, and have a little bit of a crossover so that I can introduce anyone who listens to No Fun to the new podcast. And that's what I'm getting to work on right now. And it's, you know, as we come to the last like 6, 7, 8 episodes of No Fun, like, I gotta be honest, it's a slog, you know? And because I don't have a ton of time, but it, yeah. So I'll say more, when it's time to really wrap up this podcast, but that's what's coming. And I hope you'll stick with me on the Patreon until the end of December. If you're mad at me, I get it if you go away, but there will be a Patreon for You Are A Lot, an ADHD podcast. So, I guess that's it. We'll talk more about it, everybody. This isn't, you know, the last I'll say about it. We'll have like a proper, I don't know, whatever you call it. But I guess until next week, have fun. Love you all so much.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.